Sarah and Vinny.
Was I in time? Did I do it good?
Yes. Oh my God.
It was perfect. It was
perfect. Right. Perfect, Vinny.
Thanks. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Should we tell him the next part of the plan is to hook him to you and then he'll come to me and then we'll all be in sync? This way? No?
Oh, that's, well.
We don't need to do that.
We'll all be in sync by the time we get to the station. Ish. Anyway, hi, you guys. It's Tuesday. We got three more days till Friday.
I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I want somebody to tell all I really want.
Only I knew the words. Oh, that little run. It's everything.
She's everything.
She really is, girl. Yeah. Well, what's not to love? Masks, bringing us this first look. Masks, oh. Even if you got a vaccination, I mean, even if you got them both and you've waited the 2 weeks, you don't even wear a mask. You know, Mom, don't text me. I get it. You don't wear masks. I understand.
She
doesn't have to. No, they're free and open there.
She keeps a healthy cloud of smoke around her face
sure.
at all times.
It kills everything right. coming in at her. No wonder
she's not worried about COVID.
Everybody around her got it, but not her.
Her smoke cloud's going to handle that before it can get anywhere near her lungs or nose or mouth.
Get them, smoke.
Yeah. She sends out her attack smoke dogs.
Get them, smoke. You should give yourself a hit there. That was pretty good.
All right. Thanks. I don't know if I
really,
deserve
really
that
good.
One, but sure.
Why the hell
I'll,
not?
I'll take
Get
it.
Get up, sure. smoke.
Get up, smoke. Get up.
And she walks around.
Yeah, she just runs around. She sterilizes the house by blowing smoke up into every corner.
Good job, Ellie.
Yeah, nice work, Mom. Way to keep it at bay. Masks. That's who is the sponsor for the early trash. A year later, and we're still talking about the GD masks. As they protect us from the environment around us, remember to either keep them on you or throw them out when you're done. Let's not litter the masks. Honestly, if I have to see one more discarded mask, those paper masks, people just, I guess they think the elastic's biodegradable or something. I mean, what are you thinking? Would you throw your cup there? Maybe you would. I don't know.
It's annoying.
They're everywhere in gutters and gloves I see, too.
What I hate most is the ear loop. It breaks all the time. When I put them on, it's like...
Well, it's just stapled in there usually, really.
Yeah, it's barely on there. It's like glued or something. Oh. It just falls right off, and I'm like...
Stupid thing.
Yeah. Rats.
Should get back on cigarettes. I think that'll help you.
Yeah, that might help.
Yeah, that I could just... eliminate the mass altogether.
Right. Just whenever anyone walks by, you just blow smoke right in their face and that'll kill all the germs coming out of them. People love that.
Keep a healthy cloud.
They'd be like, thank you. Oh, thanks for sterilizing me. Anyway, don't throw your mask on the ground, jerk.
Or gloves.
Oh my God, the gloves. They're everywhere. It's pandemic waste. Stop it already. This is a I would be pretty pissed about this. And I'm not sure how deeply Sharon Stone goes into this in her book. But this story's been floating around for a couple of days. She's got
Sharon
a new book.
Sharon Stone. Okay. Sorry. I'm like, Sharon Osbourne?
No. Sharon Stone from Basic Instinct. I know.
Okay.
Not me, but Sharon Stone.
Okay. Well, sorry. From out of nowhere, Sharon Stone is back. Got
yeah.
It.
Well, she's got a book out.
I okay. care about the little people.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Stop it.
Right. I mean, I don't think we have any audio of Sharon Stone.
I don't know if I don't think I do.
A doctor gave Sharon Stone breast implants without her consent. It's such a, this
I don't
is such...
see how that's even remotely possible. So she was out getting what?
She
a
was
nipple
having,
piercing?
She was having... large benign tumors removed from her breasts. Right.
And the doc just said, let me put these in there.
Yes. So It really isn't clear as far as this. Look, the book is called The Beauty of Living Twice. I assume this is out today. Tuesday's like the book release day. Or maybe someone just got to it and started writing stories about it. But it's been floating around for a couple of days, this story. So I don't know if it was like a pre-release to the book. Because they don't really say what she wound up doing. Because I would sue. I would be so pissed if you... because I.
How do you not sue?
I can't think of one reason why you don't sue. So
look, Sharon Stone did nude... she did nude pictures in Playboy right around the time she was breaking. And I remember them because she's obviously gorgeous, but also she has tiny boobs.
Really small ones.
And I thought she was gorgeous, so I don't know what in what time. I don't know if those were them or if that's...
01 is when this happened. So it was clearly before she'd had these operations performed. I don't know how old she is now. She's got to be...
01 was the nudes.
Oh, no. 01 was this operation. Oh,
okay.
But if it was when she was breaking, I mean, you know, Basic Instinct was a 90s movie, I think.
63.
She's 63 now, so she was in her... mid-40s-ish, or no, early, she was like 43, mm-hmm. Right? Isn't it 2021?
Yeah.
I can do math, subtract 20. She said she had gigantic benign tumors removed from her chest. And during the reconstruction process, the doctor said, hey, I think she needs bigger boobs. She says, when I was unbandaged, I discovered I had a full cup size bigger breasts. Ones that he said, quote, go better with your hip size. He had changed my body without my knowledge or consent. The doctor told her he thought she would look better with bigger, better boobs. So that's really all she has to say about it in the stories that I read. There's no conclusion. She doesn't talk about whether or not she sued this guy or what happened, or if she now still has these boobs and lived with them. Because honestly, it would be a choice between live with what this person did to you or have another surgery.
Let me ask you this. Forget about, because it's already clearly a problem from the standpoint of this doctor doing that against her wishes. Does she say anything about being liking them or?
No.
Or
well,
being...
not in the stories. Look, this is, I'm sure, a full chapter in her book. She also talks about, you know, she had an aneurysm. She talks about that being a near-death experience. And she, mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure that's the title. What did the title say?
The Beauty of Living Twice.
Yeah, so I'm sure that's, you know, being gone and coming
out
back,
today,
right?
By the way, yeah.
Oh, it is out today. Okay, so maybe we'll get more details on this in the days ahead. I'm sure I think critics get the book, like book reviewers, they get the book. So they probably have mentioned this story and maybe don't want to give any spoilers away. Yeah. But The Beauty of Living Twice, out today. Sharon Stone got breast implants without her consent. The guy just went, yeah, you know what would look good? Don't bother waking her up to ask her. Let's just go for it. I would be beyond pissed. I mean, really, wouldn't anybody?
I would sue, and I'm not someone who's into suing people, but I would never have consented to that. Had you asked, I would have said, I like my little boobs.
Yeah. And actually, if anything, I'll take them a little smaller.
And she has the money for it if she needed to pay for those, you know.
Yeah, if she wanted them, she'd have them. Mm-hmm. She's Sharon
Effing
Stone.
By the way,
Stone.
We're not talking about a lady with extremely gigantic birth-given hips, like
no.
You know, this idea that you're not in proportion? I guess is what this doctor is thinking.
That's decided she's not in proportion. You know what Sharon Stone needs? She'd be perfect if she just had bigger cans. Unreal.
Trip. All right.
So there's that story. And that book's out today. Pick it up, Vin. You can read it.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're pretty interested in that. So.
I'm not.
I used to love Ally McBeal. I used to love that show.
I didn't love it, but I'm familiar, and I think they had a really popular run. Like,
they
that
sure
show
did.
Was huge for 5 years.
You know, let me see if it says how many seasons it went. I think it started right when we started at Alice, like in 97.
Whoa,
five seasons.
Look at me go.
Yeah, perfect.
In 97, you're right.
So Calista Flockhart was Allie McBeal. She went on later. I think, I don't know if she's married to or at least has a kid with Harrison Ford. I'm not positive on that. She's been real quiet since she got with Harrison Ford. That might be part of the deal.
So, well, you know what? I actually, you might be right that she had a kid. I know we were just talking about this last night for some reason because we watched that Blade Runner. You know Ryan Gosling got with, is it Eva Mendes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's with her.
Yeah. When they started having kids, she stopped doing movies and just is raising her kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the, I think they're still together.
Yes.
But I don't, that's, I think a lot of my wife included would love to just be home with the kids.
Right.
Like she's, you know.
Well, and if you're married to someone who's got that kind of dough and you've made some money.
It's a nice luxury if you can do it, I guess, is the point.
So I don't know how old their kid is. But, do you have it, Nikki?
I don't, but his name's Liam.
Liam.
It says last year it said 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. So.
Oh, they have two. Mm-hmm. I actually thought they were even older than that.
So
but
right now they're 7 and 5.
Okay. God, I felt like they had one longer ago than that, but that's, you know, whatever. Maybe she's sick of it because it looks like there might be an Allie McBeal revival, and she would be, they're going to try and reassemble the cast, which would include Portia de Rossi. She was awesome. Lucy Liu. Greg German, I think, wasn't that the guy's name? I feel like I just read it. But anyway, they're talking about bringing it back, and I'd be there for it.
Hmm.
I loved that show. And there was just so many, you know, I related to so much about that. I didn't have, because remember the dancing baby? Like she always felt the pressure of the baby. It wasn't weird. Not if you're a chick. We have dancing babies.
I remember, that's the only thing I remember about that show was the dancing baby, and I didn't understand it.
Well, it was a funny show in that it had, they would cut in all these weird sequences as though, and then she would snap out of it. And it was cool. It was sort of funny. It was like a glimpse inside the mind of a 30-something-year-old woman. I mean, I really thought it was a well-done show. I loved it. Maybe I'm romanticizing it because it's been 20 years since I've seen it. But I thought it was great. And they're talking about an Allie McBeal revival. Just sort of a continuation of the show. Not a reboot or something. And she would be back in the main role.
It seemed like 5 years would be too short for a show that was that hot, but clearly
maybe it ran its course in the day.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it kind of burned hot and burned out.
I think it did.
And I know that they did a lot of the things that you're talking about were kind of neat, but also kind of
cheesy,
gimmicky.
At times.
Like,
yeah.
It's just gimmicky stuff that eventually you better write good stories because you can't keep relying on this head trip.
Well, it's like anything too. They probably felt like, oh, this is the sort of the key to this show, so we've got to put some in. So they were, instead of them being these really clever asides, they became the thing that they had to do, and
right.
And the, you know, almost like a comic relief thing, and made them cheesy. I really would like to see the show come back, and I had sort of forgotten. As soon as we started talking about the dancing baby, I'm like, oh yeah, they had all kinds of crap like that.
Yeah, they would break almost into cartoon looks at times, I thought.
Yeah, maybe.
But I can't really even envision what I'm thinking of. I just seem to remember them taking you out of a scene and into another headspace or whatever.
Right. And then boom, right back to the scene.
But whatever, if they can get fans, I mean, I think the same about Sex and the City or any of these shows where they can just keep it going.
They're still, relevant human beings. Let's see what they're up to.
If you can assemble the cast and if you can write stories people want to see, then you're great. Good.
Yeah, boom. All set. Next story is, this is just sort of a, people are on podcasts. People do podcasts. Podcasting, it's a thing. It's happening all around you. And, you actually feel guilt because there are so many podcasts. And people go, oh, you listen to this podcast? No, man, I don't have time in the day to listen to that. I listen to this one and that one, and then it becomes this conversation about podcasts. It's not even like TV where you can at least go, well, there's only so many channels and there's only so many shows, and I like this kind of show. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's too many. Anyway, Dax Shepard has one. Mm-hmm. And it's called Armchair Quarterback, I think.
Yeah, I think it's pretty popular.
Armchair
right?
Expert, that's what it is. Yeah, well, it's got a celebrity attached to it, and he's got like a co-host on there, and he's got plenty of stars in Hollywood will go on the Dax Shepard show. He had Rachel Bilson on, and she told kind of an interesting story about Rami Malek, who was at the time that this story is set, was nominated for an Oscar for Bohemian Rhapsody. So Rachel Bilson is on this podcast, and she says, Rami Malek and I went to high school together. They went to Notre Dame High School in Sherman Oaks.
Okay.
I thought maybe they'd gone to performance school or something together, and I don't know
if
Notre
Dame is.
They went
to Catholic school
then. Sounds like it, right?
Yeah, well, Christina went to Catholic school, and it was called Notre Dame, and it's in San Jose.
Oh, but well, maybe it's an affiliate of that.
Yeah.
So they're about the same age, and they were really good friends in high school. So when he was nominated for an Oscar, she posted up a picture of them together, big smiles on their face, arms around each other.
Here it is.
Oh, there's the photo. And
adorable.
I know, so cute.
Look at the difference. Oh.
So about a week after she posted this picture, which, by the way, she tagged it. So she said, hey, at Rami Malek, where'd you get that gold chain? Hashtag Oscar worthy. Hashtag don't forget the little people. So she writes a cute little post about, here's a throwback Thursday photo or whatever. So about a week later, she checks her messages on Instagram, and here's what she
finds. But it wasn't like, hey, how are you? Blah, 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 blah. It was like straight to, I would really appreciate if you take that down. I'm a really private person. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
Like, I get like really hot. I like start sweating, and I'm like all nervous. Like, oh my God, like, what did I do? You know, and because
so he just take that down.
What a trip.
I know. You'd think he'd be like, yay, we're all celebrating my victories. Anyway, she
what
said
a
it was
trip for someone that famous to be that making an effort to be that controlling about any given pick. I mean, there's a lot of bad picks of me out there. The idea that I would somehow go root them out.
I don't know that probably I have, but I don't know that I've ever asked anyone to take down a photo, even if I hate the photo.
Like, whatever, you live a right. public life. That's
unless there's like passwords in the background or something. You
right, or right, I guess. Yeah. Actually, yesterday I almost threw that picture of my cat outside my window. Yeah. And then I put it up on Instagram, you know, as you're setting up the photo. And I was like, oh, there's some pink. And I looked at what's on them, and there's all my passwords for everything. Oh, I'm like, Jesus. Oh, well, I better not put that one up. So you guys don't post that one.
I'm going to post that right now.
Don't post it, Vinny. Stop it.
You have access to her Pinterest account.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It is my pin. How did you know that?
Is it really?
Yes.
That is so lame. Nobody cares about that, Sarah.
Yeah, but still, I don't want my passwords out in the world.
They're going to hack you and know what you like.
Yeah. I don't want anyone
Put up
knowing
pictures
what I
of
like.
Hot dogs.
You mean hot dogs, man.
Yeah, what are hot dogs? I don't even know what that is.
I'm going to my room and eat some hot dogs.
I like rooms and hot dogs. Dogs. Anyway, Rami not amused by the picture. It's a fine picture.
It's adorable.
I know.
He's tripping.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know if he'll ever lighten up, but that's too bad.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, though, about that guy. While I thought Mr. Robot was pretty good, and I kind of fell off it, and that's too bad, what's the term?
Onions.
The sack on that guy for taking that role as Freddie Mercury and actually pulling it. But just the idea that you'd take the role, to me, that would be one of those roles where you'd go, no, everybody knows. I'll do a character of my own design that's kooky or whatever.
We could do one based on it.
But be him.
I know.
That's a lot of pressure every day. To pull that off, because he's an icon.
Rachel
Bilson. And not just a musical icon. He was a gay icon as well.
Absolutely.
So it's a lot.
So Rachel Bilson, who had sent, you know, got the message from Rami and took the photo down after breaking a sweat, like, oh no, what have I done? She sent him a nice message wishing him luck at the Oscars, and he never wrote back.
Wow, she should put that picture back up.
I know, I'm a little bummed about it. Like, I guess.
Dang.
Hashtag remember the little people didn't work.
Really rotten.
There you go. I'm done. What's coming up, Vinny?
Oh, facial hair is in the news. A big company that you might all know very well is sort of changing their name. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.